Back here on another edition of Zoomed In, and I'm really pleased to be joined by Joelle Edwards. So first of all, Joelle, hello, welcome. Thank you for joining me. And why do we have you on the program? Well, Joelle's the Director of Native American Student Services within the WCU Native American Programs. And this is Native American Heritage Month. So really, you know, what we're doing is we're highlighting, and I think a lot of people know that the College of Education has a unique and very good relationship with our Native programs. In fact, we share the same building, so we better have a good relationship or things will be a little awkward at work. So, Joelle, welcome. Welcome to Zoomed In.
Thank you for having me.
So of course, I just want to start out with, you know, we always recognize in any of our events that the College of Education hosts, and I know a lot of other programs, colleges, WSU itself will recognize that that we are on the ceded lands, you know, of the Paluxpa people. And so let's talk about your heritage, because we're talking about Native American Heritage Month. And so tell us about you and your tribal affiliation, and let's just start right there and set a base.
Yeah, that sounds great. Like you said, my name is Joelle Edwards. I'm originally from Lac du Flambeau, Wisconsin, member of the Lake Superior Chippewa Indians. How I introduce myself is Buju, Joelle Dijnakaz, Makwondo Dame, Waswaganing, and Donjibba. So what I shared in Ojibwe, which is my tribe's language, is my name is Joelle. I am Bear Clan. I am a member of the Lac du Flambeau Band of Lakes for Chippewa Indians, residing in Waswaganing, which is now known as Lac du Flambeau, Wisconsin. So that's where I grew up. My family still lives out there, and so I'm a long ways from home, but that's a little bit about where I'm from. It's sort of, I don't know if anyone's ever done the hand thing. I've heard this before, so this is supposed to be Wisconsin. I don't know how it reflects in the screen, but...
That's okay. Do it anyway. Well, you know, Washington is a state. Yeah, Washington state has the little peninsula.
Too. I've also heard people do Michigan some way like that, too. I don't know, but...
And then there are always those group of people, you know, that do Hail to Spock, so...
Not that one.
Here, no? Well, I'll tell you what. I will ensure that when we end up releasing this, what you just told me, right? Just so I could see it in writing. We'll put that with it. How does that sound?
Oh my gosh! Okay.
just to pay off. Now you're gonna have to write it. So that's gonna be a lot of fun. So since I've known you, which has been pre-pandemic, actually. Yeah. You didn't always have the title, not that I knew of the fancy title of director, as far as I know.
No, so, I used to be the retention specialist here. That's where I started here.
Yeah. So tell me, you know, what brought you to WSU when you came here? Just an overview, additional overview of your job. And then we'll talk about Native American programs.
Yeah. So I started here in 2018, originally from Wisconsin, did my undergrad at UW Eau Claire, and then I went to graduate school at Northern Arizona University in Flagstaff, and I did counseling student affairs, and I really wanted to work with Native students in higher education. I didn't know where exactly that would be, but that's what I wanted to do and kind of help them in their journey. And this job opened up and I applied. I had only been to Pullman when I came here to do my on-campus interview, and then I got the job and I came here. So that's sort of how I got here. And so I was the retention specialist. So that position is really like a one-stop shop for student questions and concerns. Anything that students need help with during their time at WSU, they're sort of the go-to person to help like solve all their problems or whatever it is they need help with. So right now that person's Tommy Williams. He started in August, and so we're really happy to have him here with us. They also kind of run the student center, so we have a Native American student center, so they sort of manage that space in the day-to-day operations, and then they help with a lot of the events that our program puts on and our student groups and sort of all that sort of good stuff. So that's where I started. And then just this summer, I became the director of the program, so that's kind of where I am right now.
Congratulations, first of all, on the promotion, and I, of course, know where the student center is because food is in there, and I'm like a varmint that's always on the hunt for food, so
yeah.
So there you go. So from Wisconsin, I'm just wondering when you ever planned to go to a really warm weather place, because you went from there to Flagstaff, which also gets its heavy snow, up to Pullman. What time of year did you visit Pullman, by the way?
It was in March. I was actually on spring break by chance. I was like in Phoenix chilling by a pool. It was nice and
Oh,
warm.
okay.
I was on the campus, and so I came then. I actually like I hate winter, and it's like really cold today. So I don't know why I picked here because it's still cold and it still snows, but it's not as bad, I guess, as Wisconsin. But I
Man.
still really don't like it.
Well, I was in Dallas last week, and before I went, it was 80 degrees, and when I went, it was had dropped to the high 40s, low 50s, and rainy a couple days, and it was just miserable.
Oh
So,
no, that's unfortunate,
but
actually. I
yeah.
wanted to
So,
escape and it didn't happen.
I remember when we were going to talk about a Native American Heritage Month, and instead, it just totally devolved into commiserating about the weather. So,
That seems to happen very easily.
it's still cold in Pullman in March. You know, I've watched many a WSU baseball game outside in March, and it's not warm. So, but what at what point? Obviously, you know, you mentioned your own tribal affiliation, and so I would assume that that's something that's near and dear to who you are. And but at what point in that journey did you say, I want to help other students? And did you always know that you wanted it to be Native students? When did that happen? And when did you start looking and I guess come upon the WSU job? And did you say retention specialist was your job at that time?
Yeah.
When did all that happen?
So when I went to college, I guess I wanted to be a school counselor and coach basketball. I think a lot of Native students feel that way. They see other people and jobs in their community that they want to do. And those are the options that they're exposed to. So I'm like, hey, I'm going to coach basketball because I used to play basketball, and then I will be the school counselor because my basketball coach was the school counselor. And I don't know, I kind of liked what she did. I liked helping people. So that was what I was dead set on doing. And then I got to college. I think it was like my junior, senior year. That was still kind of the plan. But then someone exposed me to the field of student affairs. I mean, it should be obvious. I was in college and there's all these people doing these jobs that seem pretty fun to me. Where you get to work in university, you get to help students. But it's college students, which are way more appealing to me for some reason. Like, you get to be real with them. They're adults, like, they're finding themselves. And you can be that support person. And they're like, well, have you ever considered that? And I was like, no, I didn't really know it was a thing until someone like blatantly pointed it out to me. And so then from that point, I started looking at student affair programs across the country. And I still really wanted to work with Native American students. So I tried to apply for schools that had high Native populations or like Native programs. Our school didn't have any of the same stuff that WSU has. There was like one guy who worked with Native students, and then there was American Indian Studies department and really good faculty in that department and a student club, but it was very small. And I loved working at NAU because they had bigger programs. They have a whole building that's for their students and their staff and their programming. And I was like, I would love to work somewhere like that. And then this job opened up, and it had like things I was looking for. I really wanted to go to a school that had like a good football team and things to do in the community. And so it's kind of how I landed on here. So I guess I always knew I wanted to work somehow with students and helping people. But then as I went to college, I realized how important my Native American heritage was to me and like the difference I could make in those communities. But how could I make a difference in something that I'm passionate about and that will fulfill me too? So it's kind of how I landed in this realm. And I honestly don't know what else I would be doing. I love working with our Native students and our faculty and the school. And so I just think it's where I can have the most impact and something I really enjoy doing. And even though I'm not from here, I've had to learn a lot since I moved to Washington. As we're talking about heritage, like things around here are so much different than where I grew up, or even learning how to pronounce tribes' names and different things of the sort. I've really had to learn a lot, but I think it's been really cool to bring my perspective here, but then really learn about others and just always have that constant learning and like sharing of knowledge has been really cool.
That's awesome. And who would have ever thought that somebody from Wisconsin would like football? So so there you
Speaking
go.
of football, and Native American Heritage Month on Saturday is the Native American Heritage Month football game. And so we'll be doing some things during the game, doing some student recognition. Chairman Sam Penny from the Nez Perce Tribe will be doing the coin toss and different things throughout the game too. So speaking of football, on Saturday we'll be over at the game too, enjoying that and doing some celebration as well, which is exciting. We did our first one last year with football. So hopefully this is a tradition that continues forever, basically, and it's fun to have them and have that going on.
Yeah, speak of pronunciation, obviously Nez Perce, it's not Nez Pierce, but I still hear that, including on one of the local radio programs. And every time I hear it,
You're
I
like
cringe
cringe, you're
just a
like
little bit. So I'm originally from Centralia, Chehalis area, and that's the Chehalis tribe. And I learned how to say Skookumchuck, and that's the name of the river over there, as well as the Chehalis River, both of which flood all the time. Yeah, it's I think it's you got to learn how to pronounce it, if at the same time you want to say that you want to be respectful, of that heritage. So it doesn't mean it's going to be easy, but I think it'd be a little bit duplicitous to say one thing and then not give that effort. That's just me.
No, that's
So.
true. There's a couple tribes I would avoid saying their names because I wasn't sure. Even our student club to this day, their club name is kind of difficult, and I still don't know if I'm saying it right, but I say it like really fast and confident and like hope that it comes off good. So it's fun.
I'm glad to be here with the. Wait, what? What did she just say? She must have said it right. No big deal.
Like, no question me, no.
Well, we had a program. We had a program that you may remember, the Tetokan Sukunawat program, and that was very long spelling. And I don't know many people that got that right, but I always felt like I needed to do that because I was talking about the program, and
Gotta
so
learn how to say it and say
that's
it right.
right.
If you just say it really quickly, like then it will be okay sometimes. That helps
So
sometimes.
last month, I guess it was from mid-September to mid-October, was the National Hispanic Heritage Month. And I talked to Catherine Rodella for a little bit about maybe the difference between history and heritage. And of course, in preparing for this, what is the difference? And there's enough overlap in what that means that it could be a little different difficult to parse that. And of course, what do you do when you want to learn more? You go to the veritable source of all truth and wisdom. You go to Google
Oh, yeah.
and try to figure this out. And it was interesting that it's heritage. While heritage does deal with things in the past, it also deals with things that have moved to the future, and a lot of it is cultural. And but I really wanted to know because it is called National. Native American Heritage Month, not History Month, but Heritage Month. What does heritage mean to you? And what I guess caused that to be a driving force in wanting to help these students in addition to coaching basketball. But what did heritage, what was that for you? What was that driving force?
Oh goodness, heritage to me, I guess knowing like for me, like knowing where I come from, and heritage and history are sort of similar, I guess, maybe in Native culture because a lot of your values or things you believe come from history or come from passing down of teachings. And so when I think of Heritage Month, I turn a lot to the students of like, what's important to you? What are some things you want to showcase about your culture? What do you want people to know about? Or what's something that you want to bring to campus and showcase? And so thinking about like present day things, how can we engage with the campus community, but also what's like some of our driving forces as well. So like the students did a beading workshop last week, and beading is something that folks have done long time in the past, but also present day. But we made like keychains, we made lanyards. I have like a half finished one. I can probably bring it on the screen sitting over here, but like teaching other students like things from our culture and like what that means. And so we made these fun like lanyards. Mine is not done yet, but eventually you'll like tie it up at the end, it'll be a circle and you can put your keys on it. I don't know. So trying to do stuff that's interesting and engaging. What else? The one student is doing Dreamcatcher workshop, which dreamcatchers get a lot of bad rep sometimes, and they're used maybe not in the most appropriate manners. And so that's a way for them to sort of take back something that might be stereotyped and teach it and what it really means in a way that's positive. And so we kind of have some of those experiences going on as well during this month.
And specifically, when you were talking about that, I was thinking of dream catchers and, hanging from people's rearview mirrors and other things. And I wonder at what level does it become some sort of cultural like appropriation of, and I don't know what the answer is, on that.
I don't think I know either. I think that one, it's definitely like a mainstream item, but I think it's more, I guess if folks want to use it, like that's okay, but also it's not the real meaning behind it. I had a teacher in undergrad, and she'd always comment when people had like tattoos of dream catchers somewhere. Like, a dream catcher should be hung like where you fall asleep. Like, do you want them to fall asleep somewhere maybe inappropriate, or like in your car when you're driving? So it's just a way to sort of educate folks who are interested in learning more about like what the real meaning is, and maybe that'll help change like where they use it or what they view it as. And so just kind of thinking of those things. But yeah, probably a little bit of cultural appropriation, but people are going to do what they're going to do. And so, but we're going to try to educate if we can, and bring people into that conversation as to like why is that important to just know about and the real uses of them.
I did find something interesting online that I was going to mention from, it's been a while, 2006, from a historian and public speaker and educator who was talking about heritage versus history and said, heritage is composed of those aspects of history that we cherish and affirm. As an alternate to history, heritage accentuates the positives, but did acknowledge that the downside is sometimes in an attempt to accentuate the positive, we totally decide to bury that, you know, negative, and that can have really negative consequences as well, right? To pretend negative, you know, things or trauma didn't happen, which obviously with Native tribes all over certainly did. Yes. Let me ask about the folks in your office, and I just, it was really awesome for me to be able to take you know, some photos, and I see that there's, we still have an older one that's up there, I think, but, so let's see here. You've got, you work closely with, you mentioned Tommy Williams as a Native American retention specialist. You have a finance person in your office. You have an outreach coordinator in your office, which I, you know, I was going to ask what the outreach was, whether that was like public relations or whether that was like recruiting of students. And then you also have a executive assistant, it says, of tribal relations, which we have some of that. And I know Zoe Heigl-Strong, she's a member of the College of Education faculty, and has been a vice provost for Native American relations and programs. And, Zoe's awesome. And also a tribal liaison to the president and has a bunch of other titles as well, but,
yes.
Run through what some of the people in your office do.
Yeah, I'll just start kind of from your question. So we have Vincent Gonzalez, also known, he goes by Vinny. He's our outreach coordinator. So what he does is he recruits Native students to come to WSU. So he's on the road a lot recruiting in Native communities. So if you're listening from a Native community and you want Vinny to come out and do some outreach with y'all, he'll welcomely come to your community. He does like presentations, recruitment fairs. And so that's kind of what his role is in a nutshell. And then we have Tommy Williams, who's the retention specialist. And I mentioned before, he's like the one-stop shop for questions and concerns, kind of runs the Native Center. So how I view it, they both work kind of under me. So Vinny gets the students to come to WSU. And once they get here, Tommy kind of takes them over from him. And that's how they kind of work hand in hand. And we also together do different like youth outreach. Just this last weekend, we had Excel Camp, where we brought, I think it was like 34 high school juniors and seniors to campus from across the state and some from Oregon. And we just kind of showed them what WSU has to offer, gave them some hands-on lab activities with Andre, who works over there. And so there's all these different things that we're all sort of working on. And then we have Kevin. Kevin handles like all our money, make sure we're following all the rules. We get a lot of grants and things that we're working with. And so he helps us do all the fun. He helps us spend our money and save our money and all that good stuff. We have Ken Lokensgaard, and his position title is the co-director for the Center of Native American Research and Collaboration. So he, what that kind of means is he does a lot with research. So if people are trying to do research like for or with Native people, with tribes, he kind of steps in and I wouldn't say guides them, but make sure they're following appropriate guidelines that the university and we have set in place. A lot of like IRB proposals he helps read through. He does a lot of work with graduate students and also like faculty. So we have like a faculty group that he works with and does different trainings and kind of helps bridge the gap as well and makes community for them. And I help him with that.
And he's been here a while because I think he was here even when I got here. And I, there was the direct connection was I did my master's degree at Syracuse, and he's a Syracuse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did his PhD there, and I think he got a master's degree in Syracuse. Also a cold, snowy place.
He is great. He's very humble, but yes, he's been here. I don't, every time I ask him, he never tells me the right, the straight answer, but he's been here longer than I've been here. So he's been here quite a long time. And then we have Sharon. Sharon's alum of WSU, so she's also the president of the Coima Alumni Association, but she is the executive assistant for tribal relations, so she works hand-in-hand with Zoe on tribal relations. So a lot of folks think we just work with students, but we work a lot with tribal communities. We have an MOU with, I believe it's now 13 tribes across the region. And so what this means is WSU is an understanding with these tribes that we're going to like serve them to the best of our abilities and to their needs and have an open relationship with them and really put them first. And so her and Zoe are really in collaboration with them, visiting, talking, hearing out their needs, seeing how we can have a good partnership, which is really important. And not a lot of schools have these. And so it's really important to respect these and do the right thing by the tribes and make sure the university acknowledges that too and like what that means and keeping those relationships intact and good and well. And so Sharon's helping a lot with that with Zoe, which goes into Zoe's position. So she oversees all of our Native programs, the undergraduate side of things, graduate side of things, the tribal relations, and all those different pieces that make up the work that we're doing here. And so that's sort of all of our folks. We do a lot of different things. It's actually really cool to work at a university that has all these different people because a lot of schools don't. Sometimes it's like one, two people doing this type of work. And so it's cool to be in a place where you have such a large staff and can really take on like large projects or do all the things that we're doing because we have manpower to get those things done. But it's really cool.
That's what I wanted to get down to the nuts and bolts here. As somebody who was, you know, in charge of retention before, college is hard, and obviously the university has student success and other programs to help retain students and make it a good experience. But you know, as somebody who's non-native, right? I don't know what that lived experience is like. I don't know what going through college as a native student would be like versus just the struggles that any student would go through if there's something that's different there. So I thought maybe you could just, you know, having talked to so many students, you could take me through like what's college like for the life of a Native student and then transitioning that to the retention angle. I mean, how difficult is it? I mean, what kind of problems are we having? Do Native students drop out at disproportionately larger rates than other students, so much that we have to have, you know, people who are just in retention for, you know, Native students? Take me through that.
Yeah, I think a life for a Native student, oh my gosh, they're so different. I think it's important to note that every Native student is different.
Like, there's not a mold for, you know, every Native student is the same. That's
that
crazy. That's crazy.
There was, but there is not. I mean, you have to think people are coming. We serve like, I think we have like over 100 different tribes of students that come to WSU. And so
really
different regions, out of state, in state,
100.
All over the place. Some folks might be coming from tribal communities. Some come from like cities. And so everyone is so different in their experiences. Some come from communities that are predominantly white. So coming to WSU might not be a big adjustment. Some are coming from tribal communities. And so coming to WSU, they might not be like a minority, and this is the first time in their life that they aren't seeing a lot of like brown folks around them or taking classes, and the teacher doesn't know them or know who their parents are, and so the experiences are so different. And so I think that's why it is important to have our services, because I don't even know everyone's lived experience, or I haven't been through that same position, but having folks who are also Native and understand some of those things you're going through, you don't have to explain your whole life story to them or like slang or jokes, and just having those people that really connect with you on some of the things that are sort of like pan Native and everyone sort of has the same understanding about is really important. So I think that's like part of that. But I guess some of the things we're doing to alleviate that is we have a Tribal Nation Building Leadership Program. And so it's like a cohort-based program where Native students apply to be in the program. They take one class together every semester, which is really helpful to know other Native students and have a class with Native students, because sometimes you don't have a single class with any other Native folks, and just trying to break down those things and make it more manageable so people feel like they have support and they have others like them, which is really the center. I think you come to the center and there's a lot of Native folks in there, but other like brown, other folks who identify different ways, and they just feel comfortable here and really trying to build those spaces, because it can feel really lonely, like when you're just off running around campus somewhere if you don't have that home base or people who really get you and are there to support you and understand you.
So, I mean, you paused to get something, and I wish I could too, because I realized I should have worn one of my shirts. You were so gracious to give me some Native shirts, and I have a beanie, actually. The problem is I'm working from home today in my home office, but the beanie is through the dining room, through the kitchen, down a hallway, into a coat room. I have a little cubby, you know, like, and it's there.
Stuff out.
Hold on, I'll be right back. Yeah, I didn't want to have to do that. Anyway, but... really cool. I like how the Native American Programs has introduced both Butch into it and some of the Coug stuff, but with sort of just a Native, you know, flair to it, which is kind of neat.
Even the hats too. We have some beanies this year, and the goal was, like, I hope people think they're cool, but like if you see our logo on someone's hat, they either like maybe are Native or they're affiliate or know us, and so it's kind of a conversation starter too of like. Say, Brandon, if the student saw you, they'd probably be like, oh, yeah, you got the – they'd probably, like, point at you or say something like, you have the hat on. Like, I wonder who he is. And so it's kind of building that community from a larger standpoint than just who you see in the center if you see someone, like, with that hat on.
Well, and I – in fact, today, I actually not for the College of Ed, but just for myself, you know, I was just this morning looking back to, you know, something that I had tweeted – a little while ago, and purposefully thought to include Native programs because it's like an integral part of, obviously, at WCU, but it, again, we share a building, right? And so didn't want to leave Native programs out of that. And so I always find, actually, that if I were to wear anything, I think most people won't say anything, but if somebody were to say something, I can say, oh, here's what Native Programs does. Here's where they're at. And I will say from my office, the tour groups come through Cleveland Hall and I hear all of them from my office. And it's usually when they're on my floor, right? The first floor, that main foyer by the footbridge, that they'll mention that Native Programs, you know, that it's there in Cleveland Hall and it's downstairs. And they don't, I wish they would take them through the Native Programs, but they always mention that Native Programs is there. And I think that's really important to, you know, to prospective students to just hear that.
Yeah. Cause sometimes you don't know if you have a Native student with you, if they don't disclose that, or they don't look like your stereotypical Native person. And so I think it is important to at least mention it, so they know that resource exists if they somehow don't know about us any other way. And it can be really intimidating for folks to come in on their own. I know some students now are really involved, but it took them a while to get involved because for some reason, I don't want to say we're scary, but it's just intimidating because you hear the people laughing and cracking jokes and you walk in and they don't know you and everyone like turns and looks at you.
Like I'm in the wrong place.
I'm sure even some staff has been like, I walk in, the students all turn and look at me. I think because they're so close that when someone new comes in, they're always like, who's that? Who's coming in here? But then once they get to know you, it's, they're fine, but
who wants to be looked at with suspicion?
So like one time they are told this, that like, oh, there's a Native program. It's okay, cool. Like I need to mentally note that for later.
Yeah. What's been the most fun part of your job?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't know. Oftentimes my office is now like in the back, but I love just going in the center and just listening to students talk about whatever's going on and the jokes they make. I get roasted a lot down here. But it's just those everyday conversations you get to have with them. And like, or somebody really is aiming for some goal and they get it and you're there and you can just like see like how happy they are about certain things, like whether you played a part in that or not, but just that like you're the people they run to go tell about all these amazing things, or the people they talk to when really bad things are happening, but that you're there for all of that. Like, it's just, I think it's great. I don't know.
My last question would actually be, what do you hope moving forward? What's an initiative or something that Native Programs either has already undergone or is looking to undergo in the near future? And talk about that.
I guess I can talk about it. It hopefully will happen the next year or so. We're really hoping to provide like free tuition for Native students, especially in the state of Washington. I know a lot of other schools in states have done this, and so we're hoping to be the next one to make that happen for Native students to really alleviate some of that financial burden of coming to WSU or just school in general. So hopefully that happens soon and we can provide that to students moving forward, because I know financial costs can be a huge barrier for school, and WSU isn't necessarily cheap per se, and so that would be really cool. It's in the works, there's talks about it. It sounds like it's gonna happen. I just don't know exactly when, and so hopefully that's the next thing that comes out of here.
Yeah, it isn't cheap per se, as you said. Though I will say that with a son who graduated high school and was looking at colleges, in-state tuition, it's nicely subsidized at least by the state, and certainly cheaper than out-of-state tuition. So,
That is very true.
but you have a lot of native students who come potentially from out of state, right? So that's I guess a cost factor in all of that.
Yeah, we get out of state. I mean, there are some things that help alleviate the cost, but it's still oftentimes not enough, and they struggle. So if we could do that, that would be really cool. I think a lot of folks will be really happy, and just it'll just make it more affordable and also just make us more competitive. We have great services for folks, and so I know schools in Montana have it. One of the schools in Oregon just announced it. Well, not just, but a little bit ago, and then California. I'm sure I'm missing other places, but it'll just make us more competitive in the region and a place that students we might be put back on their radar, because I know, I guess, kind of across the country, enrollment's dropping at universities for a variety of reasons, and so we definitely want to stay competitive, but also, like, given that we are a state school, given that we are on Native lands, and just our MOUs that we have, just the different things that WSU has done, I think it just makes sense to have that happen for Native students and how we can best serve and support them.
Well, anything else that you would like to add that, maybe when you knew you were going to come on here, like, I hope you asked me this question so I could just knock it out of the ballpark. So there's your sports reference for you.
I don't think so. I would just say, though, if someone's listening, if you are interested in what we're doing, like, our center is catered to the needs of Native students, but like, if you walk in, I'm not going to ask if you're Native. Like, everyone is welcome to be here, and same goes for events and programs. Like, we oftentimes, I think people get nervous, but we serve everybody. Like, we want to educate, we want to engage in conversation, all of those things. So please come to anything that sounds interesting. If you want to know what's happening, the best place to go is probably Instagram. In all honesty, if you go to our Instagram, which I should look it up now that I'm talking about, I think it's WSU Native Programs, just one word. It has our little Native Butch as the logo, and so I would check us out there, and then we post all our flyers on there, upcoming events and things that people are doing, and so that's the best way to stay in the know if you want to know what's happening.
And if you could hear through the microphone my noisy keyboard, I was looking that up. Instagram it is, yeah, at WSU Native Programs. So just all bunched together, one word there, WSU Native Programs. And so yeah, give that a follow. And then in the meantime, I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for your success, both for you personally and also Native Programs. So
Oh, we
yeah, thank
appreciate
you.
you. You took our staff photos this year. You're always asking what you could do, and so it's been a great partnership too to have you around in the building, and including us in programming. It's been awesome.
I'll do anything for a free beanie,
We do a lot of work exchange for t-shirts and hats and merchandise, so it's been good trades over here.
all right, Joelle Edwards, director of, oh, now I got your title wrong. Whatever, Native American Programs at WSU. Joelle, thank you so much for joining. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.